This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A study of 136 companies across many different industries that had initial public offerings in 1988 found that companies that placed a high value on human resources were almost 20% more likely to survive for at least 5 years compared to those who did not. In the attack on Planned Parenthood, 5 states have moved to defund the organization: Utah, Arkansas, Louisiana, New Hampshire, and Alabama, while 9 are still considering such action, including Texas, Ohio, Missouri, Kansas, Georgia, Florida, Arizona, and Indiana. Massachusetts looked, but determined there was no problem. 182 bills have been introduced in 46 states this year intended to bolster protections for student information, according to a report this month from Data Quality Campaign, a nonprofit group that advocates the effective use of student data in education. 15 of those states have passed 28 laws, said the group, which is financed in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Wharton Management Professor Adam Grant studied a group of college students who worked as phone solicitors, calling alumni to ask for contributions to their university. As an experiment, Professor Grant arranged for a recent graduate who had attended the university on a scholarship funded by such solicitation to meet the students. The graduate gave a short talk about how the scholarship had affected his life and how grateful he was for their solicitation efforts. Professor Grant found that the money that students raised increased 171% after that. A statue of Jefferson Davis was removed from its pedestal Sunday on the campus of the University of Texas at Austin, days after a court rejected an appeal from a Confederate heritage group. Among the findings in the latest release of Iowa's most respected poll, Hillary Rodham Clinton's lead over Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont has shrunk to just 7 percentage points. Donald J. Trump's favorability with Republicans has sharply increased, suggesting he has room to increase his lead. And Democrats are largely untroubled about Mrs. Clinton's email controversy, suggesting her vulnerabilities are deeper. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about issues and actions that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.